Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Some news just in moments ago about the investigation into Andreas Lubitz, the German Wings co-pilot who's been accused of intentionally crashing that airliner into the French Alps, killing himself and 149 others earlier this week. Jason Bellini of The Wall Street Journal is following the story. He joins us now. And Jason, what is the latest that we're hearing from Paris, from the investigation?
Well, the Journal is now reporting, I mean, we've just reported that the co-pilot was being treated for depression and that he concealed this from his employer. And this is according to a person who is familiar with the investigation. So there'll be more particulars coming out very soon from our reporters there. But this is a big break because all morning we've been wondering what is the situation after the prosecutor came out and said, we checked out his house and we found that he had torn up a note from a doctor. We didn't know whether this was a medical condition, although it'd be hard to imagine a medical condition when there's this, you know, fit 28-year-old who we see photos of running in marathons. What kind of physical condition would have kept him from going into the plane? But they declined to say what the situation was, what kind of medical condition. But now we're reporting that he was suffering from depression.
He was suffering from depression, had torn up a doctor's note. We don't know much more about his motivation, though, do we? Do we know many more details about Lubitz at this point?
Well, a few things that we know from the prosecutor and from Lufthansa, the parent company of German Wings, and one of the things that they're saying is that he was not motivated in their estimation by politics or by religion, and basically ruling out that this was some type of act of terror. They gave us that much. What we've learned about him from reporters who've spoken with his neighbors is that he was a shy man, that he had what may have either been a girlfriend or a wife, and the mayor of the town he's from wouldn't even confirm whether he was married or not. But beyond that, his relations, he seems like a pretty private person. There was not that much known about him or even his relationship, you know, how often he flew with the pilot that he was with on that flight.
And I guess the next question is going to be, how is it possible that Lufthansa, the parent company of German Wings, didn't know about this, didn't know that he was being treated for depression? Or if they did, why didn't they stop him from flying that plane?
Well, a few things on that. One, they've said that he concealed from them that he had a medical condition. Now, again, how is that possible? And, you know, in the United States, when someone is a threat to themselves or someone else, that's where privacy ends and a medical professional is required to inform authorities. And it's just, I don't know the particulars in Europe of how that works with whether the privacy rules are the same, but one could assume that they are the same. And so there are going to be questions. Now, why didn't this medical professional or did this medical professional let people know about it, to let the airline know, let the union know, let the regulators know? And, you know, the other thing that's sort of curious here is that, you know, we knew that he had in his record a medical condition of some kind. And but what that was, whether that's related to this depression that we're now reporting or not, that hasn't been firmly established. But there's something in his medical record that was known. And Lufthansa, for its part, says, you know, we don't keep on site the documentation of a person's medical background. That's all handled outside for privacy reasons. That they're saying that, you know what, all we need to know is that they're fit to fly, and that's, and then they also emphasize that they have a very extensive vetting process. Only 7% of people who apply will end up being able to get through the vetting process, which includes psychological testing or, you know, assessments and the rest and screening. But now Lufthansa is considering, says it's going to consider whether it needs to change its screening procedures.
Jason Bellini joining us to talk about the news just in that the co-pilot in the German Wings crash, the one who apparently flew that plane right into the mountain, was being treated for depression and tried to conceal that from the employer, Lufthansa. And Jason, just a few seconds left, but we're hearing also today that Lufthansa is going to be making payments to the families of the victims.
Right. We just hear the beginning on that. But how that's going to work, how much, what kind of indemnification, and how what impact that will be, you know, I think a lot of that is going to relate to what we find out going forward on this co-pilot and whether they acted appropriately. Did they have information that they should have acted upon, or did they not? Did they really not know? What was their what was their responsibility as a corporation when it came to assuring the health of their pilots on these flights? That will almost certainly be a big part of the factor in figuring out what their culpability is, what their responsibility is to the families financially.
Jason Bellini of The Wall Street Journal with the breaking news this afternoon. Jason, thank you.